Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Vayishlach, a mystery guest. In our Parsha, we have a pasuk that says as follows, Vatama Devorah Meneket Rivka, and Devorah, the wet nurse of Rivka, the maid of Rivka, she passed away. Vatikaver, and she was buried mitachat leBeit El, tachat ha'alon. She was buried under a special tree, south of Beit El. Adikra Shemo Alon Bachut. And the place was called the Tree of Weeping. Who was this Devorah? And why is it significant that she passed away? What does it mean that she was the wet nurse of Rivka? Is that the wet nurse from her early childhood? Now, as Yaakov is about to return, perhaps to his deceased mother, his father, the end of Rivka's life, now the Meneket, her wet nurse, passes away? Wouldn't she be very old? Why is it important to know this story? Why was it such a grave tragedy that everyone wept there? What is going on? The Ramban says that he can't imagine. Lo yadati lama nichnas pasuk hazeh. He's not sure. Why is this verse here? What is it doing here? And he makes a very bold statement, which we need to question. Ki ein bechi vanaka al mitat ha-meneket ha-zkina, shikarei shem ha-makom alav. People don't mourn and weep over the death of a mere wet nurse who's an old woman, and that they would call the name of a place by the name of this old wet nurse. He can't imagine what this is all about. Rashi says that we know that there was another Meneket Rivka. We know earlier on in Parshat V'chaye Sarah, Rivka needed to leave her family. So they sent her with her Menikta, with her wet nurse, presumably like a nanny, a woman who she had already been weaned, but the nanny remained with her even as she grew older. And then Rivka had promised to send for Yaakov. She was ready to send for him. She sent this old woman to see them, but then she died, alas, on the way, and they buried her as they bumped into her. Very strange, though. Why would you send an old woman to be a messenger? Another interpretation, we find the Ramban makes a suggestion. After asking the question, he then says, well, there must have been another Meneket. From the house of Lavan, there were other wet nurses, perhaps they had been around during the time of Rivka, and this is the person who went with them from Haran to Israel. She dies on the way, she's buried. Third interpretation is mentioned in Rashi from an Agadah, a Midrash. Midrash Rabbah, Nitbaser Shemeita Imo. That actually, what we have here is not a mystery guest. We have here an allusion to something that's not mentioned. Here at this tree, at this death, he found out not only the death of this old woman, but also the death of his mother, Rivka. Nowhere in the Torah is the death of Rivka recorded. And we're wondering, what happened to Rivka? Did Yaakov go home to his mother, and did they have a wonderful reunion, and did they hug and kiss? And we never find out. And now Barbanel underscores the tragedy that indeed he was informed here obliquely of the death of his mother, and we never found out. Some point out that there would have been a very tragic death for Rivka. She died at home alone. Esav is a wicked son. He's the only one at home. Yaakov was away. Yitzchak, blind man, it's hard for him to make it to the funeral. Perhaps the only one there was Esav, if he even came to the funeral at all. A tragic death. And that she dies before she has a chance to see her beloved Yaakov. A great tragedy, perhaps so great that the Torah only alludes to it with the death of the maid, the wet nurse of Rivka. The Sforno gives a more spiritual interpretation that you know why we're recording this death? Because we want to know about Yaakov and his relationship with God. But you know what? His relationship with God was interrupted by this mourning. Because you can't have the divine presence when you're sad and mourning and tearful. And due to this touching relationship he had with the wet nurse of Rivka, whoever that may be, his mood was interrupted. And as such, it's significant inasmuch as it prevented him from having further prophecies at that very moment. Finally, it's the opinion of Shaddal that I would most like to underscore at this time. Shaddal Rabbi Shmuel David Lutzato, Italian rabbi, he says as follows. Lamdenu mida tova. This story and the appearance of this mystery guest teaches us a very important principle of character and ethics. Lechabed gam hameneket, to honor even that wet nurse. Hamishtadelet, the one who tries so hard. Begidul hayonek gam achar shegadal. She did, after all, continue to take interest in the children even after they were weaned. And it's important to give honor to such a woman who cared for the young, who raised them, who was a wise woman, who continued to give wise counsel and to raise them as a nanny does. The role of a nanny, surrogate mother, a woman who takes care of the children, the kindergarten teacher, the nursery teacher, these are very important people, and we need to honor them. Ramban's question falls away. There is no question why you would want to honor a special place, a special tree in Israel, a special city in Israel, named after a woman who took care of the children, because it's important to honor those who take care of the children. I would like to suggest that to this day there is a mysterious place in Israel called Alon Bachut. There is a place in Israel somewhere that is named after an educator of little children, an early childhood educator, because to educate small children is a great value, something worthy of honor. That's why there's a place called Alon Bachut. That answers the Ramban's question, why we interrupt this important story to tell you of the death of this old woman. Because this old woman took care of the children, even when perhaps her job was over. She continued to take an interest. And someone who weans a child away from infancy into adulthood and raises them in whatever fashion, this is someone worthy of honor. This parsha this week pays tribute to those who take care of our children. Sometimes we have an attitude towards those who take care of the young that, well, those who can't teach, those who really can't teach, they teach in the early childhood. It's somehow a reflection of their own IQ that they teach small children. But we know that it takes a great person to be a good nursery teacher and a good kindergarten teacher and a good helper at home. These people in our lives who take care of our children sometimes more than we do, they are deserving of honor. They're deserving of a special place in the land of Israel. And to this day, it's there, wherever it may be. It's called Alon Bachut. It's where they wept very deeply and sincerely about the death of a person whose life meant a lot to them. Devorah, an educator. Devorah, a woman who cared for and about the children. And for this, we remember her and we mark her death. And to this day, it's important to take care of and to honor those who raise our children. Thank you for joining us today at the Anshei Sefarad Bethel Emeth congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Please join us again each Monday. I want to thank Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. And you're welcome to email me at rabbijmf@gmail.com or to go to our synagogue website, hasby.net. Thank you.